Some college seniors are having a tough time finding a future job. The job market for the class of 2002 has shrunk by as much as 13% in some fields. Because of the slow economy, big companies have cut back recruiting on many college campuses, including the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, traditionally a popular hiring spot. From member station WUNC, Jessica Jones reports.
Business majors Joe Cannon and Ben Staten began their job search last summer, well before starting their senior year at UNC. Over beers at a popular hangout in Chapel Hill, Cannon and Staten say by now they thought they'd be living the high life.
I thought I would have had a job. I would have had my choice of jobs.
Yeah,
A signing bonus in my pocket. Cruising
tons
through
of
my,
options. Yeah. Tons of options. Tons of different companies, types of firms, different cities.
Right.
But after nearly 25 interviews with investment banks, insurance firms, even the IRS, and despite B-plus averages, neither Cannon nor Staten has a job yet. It's a switch from last year, when several of their graduating friends with similar grades and work histories had their pick of job offers.
Now it's the exact opposite.
I mean, you fight tooth and nail to even get a spot on the interview list.
Yeah, to even get an interview. So it's definitely different.
Unlike last year, over 60 companies from American Airlines to Solomon Smith Barney aren't recruiting at UNC this year. Firms that are on campus are offering about half as many jobs as before. Starting salaries are lower, too. It's a familiar story at campuses across the country, says Phil Gardner, a professor at Michigan State University who's tracking changes in the college labor market. He says it was explosive from the mid-90s until last year, when the slow economy and September 11th reversed the trend.
It is a tough year. When we see it slow down so much, so fast, and there's not a lot of options to spread people around, it's tough for everybody.
Except for jobs in education and healthcare, Gardner says finding entry-level positions at most big companies is difficult this year. Especially hard hit are the fields of investment banking and consulting. Jobs in engineering, computer science, and even retail are also limited. But Gardner says there are still opportunities out there for college seniors. They're just with smaller organizations and in smaller cities.
Students are going to have to really get out and hustle for employment. It's not going to be where they traditionally thought because the employers that traditionally come to campus aren't there in the numbers with the jobs.
If the level of activity at UNC Chapel Hill's Career Services office is any indication, many students are busy looking for jobs.
Have you been to the library before?
Yeah.
Okay. Now these are all the trade journals that I was telling you about. So I think these are going to be really helpful for like...
On a recent afternoon, one counselor was helping a graphic arts major look for job openings. A handful of other seniors dressed in suits sit quietly nearby in overstuffed chairs waiting for interviews. Recruiter Adam Purser is with a small investment firm in Greensboro, North Carolina. He says this year's tight job market has been good for his company.
Traditionally, it's been perhaps a little bit tougher to find people that can do the first quality work that would want to work in a smaller town. But this year, people are being less selective with the jobs they're willing to take.
But even then, the competition is tough. Today, Purser and other recruiters from his firm are interviewing about 30 students for only one opening. And that's not unusual this year. So career counselors are telling students to network hard with alumni and acquaintances alike. Career Services Director Marcia Harris has also created several new seminars to help students in their search. One of them is scheduled right before graduation and entitled Still Looking, Exhausted Your Resources?
On the one hand, we hope we don't have a big turnout for that workshop because it would be a sign that a lot of our students are employed by then. But unfortunately, this year, we probably think that we're going to have a fairly good attendance at that one.
Harris has noticed that students are especially stressed about finding jobs this year. In fact, she's had to refer more students than usual to the university's counseling center.
They have to deal with that question that all their friends and neighbors and relatives are asking them, so what are you going to be doing after graduation? And they don't have an answer yet, and that just increases their anxiety level.
But some college seniors say they've experienced so much rejection that they're past the point of worrying about it. Wearing a navy blue suit that used to be his father's, Ben Staten is here today for an interview with the small investment company in Greensboro. He says if this doesn't work out, it's going to be one of his last.
I'm going to throw in the towel for a few months and take a break. And after graduation, maybe go out west with some friends and try to work out there at a restaurant.
Staten says he hopes to resume his search for an investment banking or consulting job in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Chapel Hill.
College campuses are the spot where a new kind of hero for blacks is emerging. Commentator George Strait says that's what he's heard during this year's Black History Month.
February is a time when many African-American journalists are busy speaking to audiences about excellence and perseverance. This year, while talking with hundreds of young high school and college students, I began to hear the makings of a new popular chant. I want to be like Skip, not Mike as in Michael Jordan, but Skip as in Skip Gates. That's Henry Louis Gates, Jr., chair of the Afro-American Studies Department at Harvard University. Recently, Gates and other members of his department said Harvard's new president wasn't taking them or their issues seriously. They threatened to leave for Princeton, and Princeton said it would be honored to have them. At its core, that flap may have been nothing more than power politics, but for thousands of African Americans, especially young ones, it has greater meaning. Many enjoy seeing two of the most powerful institutions in America, the Celtics and Lakers of academia, fighting over a talented black man, particularly when that talent has nothing to do with athletic prowess. Blacks, especially black men, are so often dehumanized in the media. It's empowering to see their intellectual capacities, the subject of such a high-profile, high-stakes competition. The students I've met say it makes being smart okay. It puts academic achievement on a par with being able to dunk a basketball. There is a certain racist anti-intellectual folklore that says that academic achievement is undervalued in the African-American community. People who believe that never met my mama. There are stories in the press of young blacks that do well in school being picked on by their peers. But think back when you were in school, who was picked on? The nerds? And who was lionized? The jocks? And did race matter? No, of course it did not. Now, Skip Gates has become a new relevant role model with the appeal of a Michael Jordan. He is tops in his field, the subject of sustained public attention, and financially secure. A new role model with a lasting effect on education. The number of African Americans who get a Ph.D. degree every year is less than 1,500, or about 3% of the total awarded. Experts say this paltry number threatens diversity in all of education, but especially higher education, where a Ph.D. is the basic ticket into this profession. Many hope the attention paid to Gates will invigorate those who are currently deciding whether to get an advanced degree. For years, many colleges and universities, including Harvard, refused to recognize the legitimacy of programs in African-American studies. The sight of Princeton and now Harvard fighting over scholars in this field gives pause to those who continue to be skeptics. It's unlikely that Skip Gates will ever get sneakers named after him, but I bet his impact will have a lot more traction.
The comments of George Strait, a healthcare consultant and former correspondent for ABC News.